You're listening to the ELT Chat Podcast, Uncut. Okay, so I've got Sean Wilden on the line here. Hello, Sean.
Hello, James.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Enjoying the cold?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. So we've got the ELT Chat Symposium coming up in March, and I think a lot of people are very excited about that. Can you tell me how the idea came about in the first place?
Like many of the things that take place in EL Chat, it just came by from the Twitter feed, really. It started out as a bit of a joke, I think, between a few people saying, oh, we should present at IETF, or we should do something at IETF. So the moderator said, oh, why not? We had a think about it, and the next thing we know, we're putting in a proposal for a symposium, and now we're doing one. So if it wasn't for Twitter and it wasn't for people suggesting things on Twitter, we'd probably have a quieter time at IETF. But as it is, we're now going to run a 2.5-hour symposium.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think it's like all the best ideas, it happens through Twitter, right?
I think, yeah, that Twitter is responsible for putting those seeds into people's heads. And once there's a seed there, some of us just can't let them go, I don't think.
So what can we expect from the symposium?
Well, what we try to do is we're not limiting it to ELT chat. What we actually wanted to do was give people the chance to talk about and consider professional development through the social networking sites, which I think has become quite a key thing that now happens not just through Twitter but online. I mean, a lot of us use the social networking tools for professional development. So we've given the symposium the catchy title of the Continuous Professional Development Through Social Networking Symposium. And I defy anybody to get that out in one breath. So when we sort of started to think about what would be in it, we wanted to cover every aspect of it to give to teachers and people attending IETF, and of course outside, who will be following us hopefully through Twitter, an idea of what can be done from it. The bonus is that all the moderators, the five moderators of ELT Chat, will all be speaking during the symposium as well. So if anybody's at IETF, it'll be the first time I think all five of us have been together. So it'll be interesting from that point of view.
No, that's great. It's a rare opportunity to meet.
Well, given we're spread across the world, there aren't many opportunities for us all to get together at the same time. Not that it's just the moderator speaking. I should mention that Sharon Hartle, who often takes part in ELT Chat, is also speaking as well. We had quite a lot of people actually put forward proposals for speaking, but unfortunately in 2.5 hours you're very limited to what you can include. So we really wanted to plan something that sort of went from the beginning with the roots of ELT Chat, that finishes up with sort of talking about online conferencing and how now doing online conferencing, you know, is possible and has opened up this whole new world. So we really did think hard about the kind of talks that we'll have in it and how it will sort of flow through the 2.5 hours of the symposium.
You mentioned that, of course, not all of our loyal ELT chatters can be there in person. Is there a way that those people can still get involved in the symposium?
Well, hopefully with the plan is to have a live ELT chat as such. I mean, ELT chat as a hashtag is live 24/7 anyway. The symposium is scheduled for the Thursday of IETF. So I imagine that instead of our usual Wednesday lunchtime chat, lunchtime for me, then we'll move it to during the symposium itself. I remember last year at IETF, we realized that, you know, quite a lot of people that took part in ELT chat were at IETF, so we couldn't have our regular chat. So we're hoping that if we have a special live chat during the symposium, it'll be a two-way process that people attending will be tweeting out either through the ELT hashtag or through the IETF hashtag, which runs during the conference, and then, you know, people can join in through Twitter itself. As often happens, you know, when people are running professional development sessions, you know, often the question is, are you there? Can you tell me why you use Twitter? So we hope that we can extend that kind of thing. There'll be a room full, I'm sure, of people that use lots of social networking and are very tech savvy people. So I would also anticipate that other things might spring up during the during the time, bits of audio, bits of video, and perhaps making use of other social networking tools out there. But we certainly, we've already got it planned how we're going to do the live chat from within within the conference itself, using the hashtag.
And there's also, I think you have to make an announcement, a more social announcement of one aspect of the ELT chat symposium.
Yes, well, the symposium is on the Thursday. I should point out, of course, that while we'd love people to come for the whole 2.5 hours of the symposium, you can pop in and out of that. But for those of you that perhaps like the more social aspect of it, we'll be having a party as well. We, on the Tuesday night of IATEFL, in conjunction with Oxford University Press, we are hosting a party in a place called Horton's Bar on West George Street in Glasgow. Apparently it's a cocktail bar, and there'll be free drinks and food. OUP, who are co-hosting the event with us, have designed a special golden cocktail for it, and they say there are going to be prizes and things going on during that. So we thought that the idea for that came from the fact that there's always these informal tweet-ups that occur during conferences, with so many of us now going to the major conferences, that we might as well formalize it. And, you know, if somebody's prepared to pay for food and drink, then we might as well have a party. So Tuesday the 20th of March in the evening, there'll be an ELT chat / OUP social networking party, and people can find out more information from that as we get closer to IATEFL itself. There'll be information going on the blogs, but if anybody really wants to find out information about it now, then they can tweet us or tweet OUP ELT Global, and they'll tell you more about it. But certainly, if you're going to be in Glasgow on the Tuesday night, then head to Horton's Bar for a social networking party.
Sounds fantastic.
Well, I'm sure it would be sounds fantastic at the time, and in the morning, knowing IATEFL and knowing the ELT chatters, it won't be so fantastic when we're all hungover.
And speak for yourself.
Right. Okay. I'll look for you Wednesday morning. Yeah.
And we do have some tentative podcast plans, don't we? We haven't quite finalised them yet, but we're thinking about some things we can do with the podcast during the conference as well.
So, yeah, I mean, the conference, the major conferences are a time when a lot of ELT chat people get together, but we also realise that, you know, not everybody can go to IATEFL. So hopefully the plans will be to try and get as many of the people that take part in ELT chat interviewed, and sort of provide records of the days as we go through. I mean, it does depend on, obviously, the time of the podcast compilers, yourself and the people who do the interviews. But definitely plans in place for podcasts and other things to come out of the conference as we go along. I think it is one of the responsibilities of ELT Chat, and sort of combining ourselves with the fact that we are doing this symposium on social networking and continuous professional development. I think this conference, it should be able to prove to people that follow us, and perhaps people that are new to ELT chat, what can happen by putting a group of people that are linked on social network together. So the podcast is one way of being able to bring the conference experience to people, and I really hope that we'll be able to do something with that. Certainly talking to you and the ideas that you're bouncing around, then I think people can look forward to a fair bit coming from the conference.
So if you're an ELT chatter and you're going to be at the IATEFL conference, then please do look out for me, and I'd like to grab 5 minutes of your time just for a quick interview.
Yeah, certainly. And I think anybody who's listening to this podcast thinks, oh, I'd really like to know, I'm not going to IATEFL, but I wonder if they can do that. I mean, I think we're still open for ideas and things as suggestions that we could do during that time. So if they've got an idea, they should just sort of tweet into the chat stream or contact you directly with ideas that they might like to have in the podcast.
Absolutely. Okay, so thanks a lot, Sean.
No, thank you for your time, James. Good to talk to you.
There's lots for us to look forward to in Glasgow, so hopefully our listeners will have they'll find out all kinds of things going on with the ELT chat.
Yeah, they should look. I mean, to coincide with this podcast going out, we'll put a blog post up with more details of the talks. Obviously, if people are going to IETF, they've probably got the program now and they can see what the talks are within the symposium. But we'll certainly be using our blogs and the ELT chat hashtag to give more information about what we're planning and our talks and the events taking place on Tuesday night.
Okay. Cheers, Sean.
Thanks a lot, James. Speak to you soon.